This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for the opening market discussion. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
There's no doubt. It's nothing like it was yesterday. I mean, clearly we had a lot of news out yesterday trying to figure out what the news actually was, I think was the biggest issue for most of us. And we still don't know everything I'd like to know. You know, we've got this deal with China yesterday. Of course, beans had over a 40-cent swing in prices from high to low. You know, so far, beans have moved a dime high to low. So, I mean, it's a totally different day. But what I was getting at there is, yeah, I mean, yes, you've got a trade deal that we're talking about. The U.S. is finally going to start selling beans to China. But, you know, one of the things they announced is that 12 million tons of beans were going to be for this year. Well, nobody knows if that means calendar year or marketing year, because they said we'd follow it up with 25 million the following 3 years. And that's a pretty big distinction for me, Mark, because if it's marketing year, you know, we're going to ship 12 million by next September or sell and ship 12 million. If it's calendar year, I mean, we're going to have 37 million sold and shipped by next January, so 14 months from now. That'd be a pretty big difference. So we're all just trying to get a handle on it right now.
How are we going to learn more details? Do we just have to wait for the main players in this trade negotiation to tell us in the next few days?
Yeah, that's the big question.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
December corn down 2 3/4 at 427.5. November soybeans down 1 1/4 at 1090 even. December soybean meal down 70 cents at 314.90. December soybean oil down 44 cents at 49.21. Chicago wheat down 6 cents at 518.25. Minneapolis wheat unchanged at 550. Kansas City hard red wheat down 4 3/4 at 508.25. December oats up 0.25 cent at 283.25. On the Merck, December live cattle up 48 cents at 231.58. November feeder cattle up 55 cents at 342.38. December lean hogs up 33 cents at 81.15. December pork cutout unchanged at 95 even. Class 3 milk down 19 cents at 17.47. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.